Along those same lines, I just learned that McClatchy newspaper chain just bought the Knight Ridder newspaper chain. And this is third hand, but a friend was telling me that a journalism professor named Philip Meyer, who's generally like a little bit clued in about internet stuff, at least, you know, relatively, was on maybe PBS or NPR today saying that it was your fault, Craig. Which is clearly, you know, horse shit. It seems to me that newspapers have made themselves both technologically and content-wise less and less relevant through, just as you're saying, you know, just, you know, really missing out on their job of not just investigative journalism, but just journalism, and have made themselves increasingly irrelevant when we have to go to blogs to find out what our government is doing and things like that. So I wondered if you wanted to talk more about that.
I saw him on the NewsHour last week. He knows a lot of stuff, but again, the effect is exaggerated. For example, I've spoken to a classified industry analyst who say that the newspapers have lost a lot more revenue due to niche publications like Penny Saver or Auto Trader. There's a lot of classifieds business that no one's getting, or maybe it's going to Monster Online, stuff like that. The idea is that newspapers should be community services, and I think a return to that will reverse the loss of circulation and so on. And I keep forgetting to say that today, the Project for Excellence in Journalism published a report on this phenomenon, and they have a lot more good information on this. They talk about relevancy of papers, about some of the things that need to happen. And again, talk to the people who really know what they're talking about.
Right.
I have a superficial amount of knowledge. Go to the people, though, who really do know what's going on. We need to reverse the trend, and I think that's happening.
The other funny thing I just remembered that Phil Meyer said was that the internet could never compete with newspapers, really, because it's global, and only newspapers could do the local, which is hysterical because I run a local politics blog in the same town where Phil Meyer lives. Surprisingly, for one of the few journalism professors who's even paying attention to the internet, he's still missing so much about what's going on.
The big point, and I've heard him say that too, and it's kind of mystifying, because, the cliche is think globally, act locally, which is what our sites are about. An internet site can be local, can be global, you decide.